Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever the case may be. This is Mike, and this is Podcast Help Desk number 143 for November 9th, 2020. And today we're going to talk about numbering your episodes. A lot of podcasters back in the day would number their episodes. As you know, this is episode 143, so I've been numbering my episodes on all the different podcasts that I do, and it's kind of a tradition. Now, there's a couple of reasons why you may want to number your episodes, and there's some reasons why you may not want to number your episodes. A couple of the reasons you want to is just to keep track, you know, just for your own edification, and also, you know, looks cool on the website once you get up there a ways and all that. Another reason is for file naming, and I'll do a whole episode on file naming, but suffice it to say, if you notice the MP3 file name of any of my episodes, it's pretty simple. It's PhD and a number. So this episode will be PhD.143.mp3. And the reason for that is each episode or each file in your feed needs to have a unique file name. And what a better way is to serial number it. Serial it? Didn't get enough sleep last night, I guess. But anyway, that's one of, you know, the other reasons why you want to do that. Now, some of the reasons you don't want to do that is, one, Apple Podcasts doesn't like numbers in the titles. They have a special place you can put the numbers. If you're using PowerPress, there's a special spot below for Apple optimization underneath your media URL in the same box. And you can put it in the title without a number. And then you can put the number in the episode number box. Now, for everybody else, you'll see it, you know, in the case of this one, you'll see the title of this episode, and then you'll see PhD 143. But in Apple Podcasts, if you're looking at it there, you're going to see 143 and then the title without the number. And that's because I put a special Apple title without the number, and then I put the number in where Apple wants it. You can do that with PowerPress. You can do that with most other apps and ways of doing RSS feeds too, I'm pretty sure. I just have no knowledge of how that works. But I know in PowerPress, it works great. So if you're looking at this episode in Apple Podcasts, you'll see that it is numbered, but it's numbered the way Apple wants it and not in your actual title. Another reason you may not want to number your episodes is it tells people how many you've done. You know, if you want to seem like you've been around a while, you might, not number them. But in your head or somewhere else, you know, keep track, maybe in the file names only. Because like I said, it's good to keep track, and it's also good for serializing your episode file names. And, you know, there's no right or wrong way to do it. And Apple, even though they don't like the numbers in the titles, they'll still take the numbers in the titles. And in fact, what's funny is if you go look at, here's how you do it. On your computer, go to podcasthelpdesk.com and click on the Apple Podcast link. If you click on that, and then, you know, it'll ask you if you want to open your app or whatever. You just tell it no. And you look at that web preview listing, and it has the title that's done the wrong way for Apple. So, you know, even Apple doesn't get everything right. So, but as far as numbering your episodes, completely up to you. Now, one thing I really suggest you do is put it at the end of the title. There's a couple reasons for that. And there is another argument, which I'll also give the counterpoint, but I still recommend at the end. But if you put it at the beginning, that's the first thing people are going to see is the episode number. And then they're going to see your title. And there's only so many characters on some apps. So if you have episode number and the number dash and then the title, sometimes only thing people are going to see is the episode numbers. And, you know, I'm a fan of a lot of podcasts, but I couldn't tell you what number of an episode that I listen to is. So it's not important to your listeners, really. So, and putting it at the beginning, like I said, it makes it so that that takes up valuable characters that could be showing to your potential listeners at the beginning. Now, I've heard where putting the number at the beginning might be good for visually impaired people because it lets them know that that's one that they haven't listened to or one that they've had listened to. So, you know, I don't agree with that. I think, you know, the number at the end and just make your titles unique, you know. Visually impaired person will hear the title. Well, if the title is unique and they know they haven't heard that one, then awesome. So, yeah, it's completely up to you. As I've said 100 times, podcasting, there's no real rules. There's some best practices, but there's no hard, fast rules. I mean, you know, you can podcast and break all the rules if you want. Now, people's ability to subscribe might not be there because if you don't follow enough of Apple's guidelines or best practices, you're not going to get an Apple. And same with the rest of them. But if you get an Apple, you can get pretty much anything else. So anyway, that's it for today. Make it a nice short one for the 9th. Catch you tomorrow.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.